106 Jack FM Hertfordshire News.
One of our yellow collecting cans had been stolen out of one of our charity shops, which was in Welwyn Garden City. Obviously, this is a real blow to us.
I mean, it's one thing stealing something, but then stealing from a charity.
I know. I mean, we see this really as the lowest of the low. We are trying to provide end-of-life care for local people. They have cancer, they have other life-limiting illnesses, and we need to bring in £4.2 million every year to do that. And so these yellow collecting cans are really the lifeblood of the fundraising for us. We've got hundreds of the cans out in the local community because people are so generous to the hospice. But this time of year, especially when we know that pennies are tight, you know, we really can't afford to lose a single yellow can like this because it goes towards providing end-of-life care for local people. One yellow can does make a difference because they're in golf clubs, dry cleaners, in all of our 13 charity shops, and that money comes into our head office, and we're able then to put that towards you know, the £4.2 million that we need to raise every year. Our nurses and doctors and volunteers work 365 days a year to provide the care for local people. And it's a real slap in the face for them because they're quite often doing the very best that they can. And to find somebody just come in and steal a can like this, it really has upset a lot of people in the hospice and all of the volunteers as well. We've got 13 charity shops. We've got two in Welwyn Garden City, and it was stolen from one of the Welwyn Garden City shops. And the police have been fantastic.